AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Part of an elevated walkway collapsed in Surfside Beach, Texas, outside of Houston. Five people were flown to a hospital. 10 people in all were injured. President Biden is blasting recent legislation targeting the LGBTQ plus community. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills.
The White House says discriminatory laws curbing the rights, visibility, and health care access of LGBTQ plus Americans are sweeping through state houses.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel. It's callous.
And the president wants those kids to know he's with them.
You're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back, and I mean it.
He spoke at a joint news conference with British leader Rishi Sunak hours after the White House postponed a big Pride Month celebration on the South Lawn due to poor air quality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thick, hazardous haze from wildfire smoke is looming over millions of people across the U.S. and Canada for a third day and is expected to persist as long as this weekend. The fires are in Canada. New York Mayor Eric Adams says, protect yourself.
It'd be great to see the sun again, but the wind is going to determine that, and we want to continue to encourage people, if you must go outdoors, please put on a mask, N95 mask.
Prosecutors handling the investigation of former President Donald Trump and classified documents found at his estate were spotted at a Miami courthouse where a grand jury has been hearing from witnesses. Trump and aides are bracing for a possible indictment. President Biden was asked if the public can trust the investigation.
I have never once, not one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do relative to bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest.
The Dow finished up 168 points. This is AP News. California's governor wants a constitutional amendment on guns.
Governor Gavin Newsom's new gun plan includes universal background checks and raising the minimum age to buy a firearm to 21. His proposed 28th Amendment would also institute what he calls a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases and ban assault rifles throughout the country. Amending the Constitution is an uphill battle. It requires either approval from two-thirds of the members of Congress, or for 33 states to support the effort and call for holding a constitutional convention. A new amendment has not been added since 1992. I'm Shelley Adler.
Government forecasters say an early bird El Nino has officially formed, likely to be strong, warping weather worldwide, giving an already warming Earth an extra kick of natural heat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.